Despite well-funded industry opposition, voters handily approved both GMO bans. The Jackson County measure won by a 2-to-1 margin. In Josephine County, it won by 58-42%. Elise Higley, an organic farmer and director of Our Family Farms Coalition in Jackson County, says her group's grassroots effort paid off.
You know, the farmers are really what put together the campaign, and we've never done anything like this, so it was a first-time experience, and I think we're really glad to have it done.
The GMO bans were opposed by most mainstream agricultural groups in Oregon, and the No campaign was run by the Oregon Farm Bureau. Spokesperson Ian Tollison.
I would have to say that, unfortunately, ideology defeated sound science and common sense in this election.
The opposing campaign outspent measure supporters by more than 3-to-1. Most of the opposition's cash came from out-of-state agribusiness interests, including biotech giants Syngenta and Monsanto. Despite the victory, the Josephine County measure faces an uncertain future. State lawmakers last session passed a law that prevents local jurisdictions from passing GMO bans. The Jackson County measure was grandfathered because it was already in process when the law was passed. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.